Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, Pastor Peters, if he would give us the housekeeping suggestions on this wonderful Wednesday.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, everybody, especially our new listeners. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for joining us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This is a day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Take out your Bibles, your composition notebooks. Hallelujah. Your ink pens, your pencils, your highlighters. Hallelujah. Take out your communion elements. It's the meal that heals. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You want to write down names of people we want to pray for. When we put our family and friends' names into the atmosphere, hallelujah, when we want to pray for them, hallelujah. You don't want to forget anybody's name. Hallelujah. Your coworkers, your family, your neighbors. Hallelujah. God is able to touch, heal, and deliver.
Hallelujah.
He knows whatever the situation is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Don't forget to reset those alarms. Hallelujah. So you're ready. Hallelujah. When we start, hallelujah, set your alarms 5 or 10 minutes prior to the time. Hallelujah. We have praise and worship every morning at 7 a.m. Hallelujah. That's 7 a.m. in the morning, then 7 p.m. Tuesday evenings we have Bible study. Hallelujah. We're learning so much around the Word of God and about Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Then 7 p.m. Wednesday evening, hallelujah, is our midweek victory service. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Last Friday was the second Friday of the month, and we had men's and women's fellowship. We had a wonderful time. Hallelujah. The pastor and minister Jerry, hallelujah, and for the women's fellowship, Elder QB and Pastor Maxine, and yours truly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Returning the principles of Jesus back to the family. Hallelujah. And that's what we talked about. Hallelujah. That's what we discussed and shared. Hallelujah. And Sundays at 3 p.m., yes, 3 p.m. is our International Victory Miracle Service, heard all over the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we thank you for joining us. If you aren't able to be with us in a live service, still tune in, hallelujah, over the airways. Hallelujah. We're glad to have you. Thank you, Lord. Don't forget to pull up the ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org to see what the mission and the vision of this ministry is. Hallelujah. Pray for the other kingdom partners you see there. Hallelujah. Pray for their ministry also. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above. Hallelujah. He's able to bring in the souls. Hallelujah. To the word of God that's being preached through these pastors that's been planted by God's own hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't forget, hallelujah, there's a new Cash App, hallelujah, $TPH2023, and the GoFundMe page, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We just praise God for all that he's done and doing and going to do in the ministry. The first and second Sundays of the month, we have the Potter's House Challenge, and we have the Pastor's Corner with yours truly. Hallelujah. And the third Sunday of the month, we actually have a birthday corner where we honor the birthdays of the people in the congregation with a card and a gift. Hallelujah. If your birthday is that month, you are then you receive a card. You receive a gift. Hallelujah. In the first, second, and third Sunday of the month, hallelujah, we have Good News Youth Club. Well, young people being taught the word of God. Bring your children, your grandchildren, your great-grand, your babies. If they can pray, they can stay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bring your children from the neighborhood. Hallelujah. We send them to our public schools. Why not bring them to the house of the Lord to be taught the word of God by Elder QB Stevenson? And on the fourth Sunday of the month, they're able to have a review. They're able to share with us what they learned in Good News Youth Club. And they're able to sing songs and quote scriptures, and they always leave us with a beautiful keepsake that they've made in the Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And on that fourth Sunday, we have a guest speaker that comes in. Hallelujah. And the guest speaker for the month of November is Minister Jerry Cleveland of Baltimore City. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bringing a right now word from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come out and hear the word of God. That fourth Sunday is also when we serve dinner. Hallelujah. After service, if you aren't able to stay, we don't mind packing it for you to go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We have a wonderful time around the fellowship table. Hallelujah. Come out, sit, and chill with the saints of God. Fellowship with the saints of God. It's wonderful. We thank God for our shower stations for the northeast, southwest of Baltimore City for the homeless. We thank God for being able to bless them in, hallelujah, a much larger scale. Hallelujah. Being able to feed them and clothe them and give them job-ready skills.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for blessing them. We thank God for our new building.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. With his beautiful edifice.
Hallelujah.
Healthcare room with his own private entrance. Hallelujah. Beautiful offices, beautiful classrooms. Hallelujah. Beautiful, beautiful everything. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for what he has done. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We just praise God for the done. We thank him for the done. Thank you, Jesus. There are some campaigns that we are continuing, and one of them is the scripture wristbands. Hallelujah. They have been the latest witnessing tool, hallelujah, we have been using to get the word of God out. And for a donation of $5, you're able to obtain a bag that has 5 scripture wristbands. Hallelujah. And we've been passing them out.
All
over Baltimore City. And people have been enjoying them. Hallelujah. And it's just what the doctor's been ordering. Hallelujah. It's just what the people need. It's been ministering to people. Hallelujah. When they receive it, they can't say nothing but thank you. And when they read it and put it on their arm, they are so excited. We just thank God for blessing and anointing. Hallelujah. The scripture wristbands. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We also have another campaign that's being headed by evangelist Lorraine Gamble, and that is the warming packets for the homeless. Hallelujah. The end of December, we'll be going down to the Broadway Market, passing out not just our daily bread, hallelujah, and the guideposts. That won't keep the people warm in the winter. Hallelujah. But we're going to pass out not just the word of God, but pass out warming packets that will have socks and gloves and a scarf and neck warmer, a hat, neck warmer in it. Hallelujah. To keep the homeless warm while they're out in the elements. Hallelujah. We're going to be sharing the love of God with them. Hallelujah. You take care of someone's natural need, and then they will readily listen to you when you're trying to feed them the spiritual need. Hallelujah. Trying to minister the spiritual need. Hallelujah. Thank God for that. Hallelujah. And for a donation of $4, that is something that you will be able to furnish one homeless person. Hallelujah. 2 pairs of socks, a pair of gloves, a hat, and neck warmer. Thank you, Lord. So if you would like to donate $4, you can do as many $4 increments as you want to. You can send them to $Bill or initial your envelope on Sundays, or send it to our post office box, which is 24554 Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. Or just call us up and we come pass and pick it up. Hallelujah. If you want to be a blessing to the homeless, we thank God for all of you. Hallelujah. That is a part of the homeless ministry. We thank God for that. And if you'd like to be a student, or if you're interested in being a student in the Institute of Biblical Learning, hallelujah, 5th semester starts in January. Hallelujah, send your name by text to 443-416-1201. And we'll send the information to you for a limited time. It's 2 students for the price of 1. So pair up with someone. Hallelujah. calling someone and say, hey, would you like to be my partner? Hallelujah. We split the cost of the tuition. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We have so much. We have been learning so much of the basics, just even of the basics about the Word of God. Hallelujah. It's amazing. But we are having so much fun learning about Jesus and learning about the Word of God and just learning about even the King James Version. I mean, basic stuff, y'all, that just blow your mind. We just thank God for the pastor. Hallelujah. How he lays before the Lord to get the information that he shares with us. Hallelujah. We just praise God for all that he's done, all that he's doing, and all that he is going to do. Hallelujah. We thank God for all our postal partners. Hallelujah. If you send a love seed through the Cash App or the post office box, we have a thank you gift for you. I didn't want to forget that. We have a thank you gift for you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor.
God bless you. I don't want to add this to our warming packs that we're going to be giving out. We are also putting gift cards so that, you know, to say to somebody, be warmed and filled is not giving them what they need.
Amen.
So we are dealing with getting them warm, and then we're going to give them a gift card at a local restaurant, like a McDonald's or KFC or Subway or even the others, Popeyes or whatever. We are going to provide a gift card so they can get fed naturally as well.
Amen.
Every warming pack will have a gift card in it. The Lord is blessing. If you like to bless us with that, hallelujah, you can add, hallelujah, to your gift the $4 for a person and add to that so we can get a gift card for them. Also, if you just want to send the $4 in the post office box plus a gift card, you can go buy the gift card yourself and send it in. Again, that's the Potter's House Post Office Box, 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. God bless you. I mean, God is in the saving business. He's meeting the needs of folks.
Amen.
And again, Pastor Peter, we thank you so much for the housekeeping suggestions on this wonderful Wednesday. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings. The housekeeping suggestions on this evening to those who believe. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
And hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, I need to thank everyone in Radio Land that has joined us in our crusade to tell at least one person a day that we love them and that God loves them too. We love them with the love of the Lord. It's important to them because so many people are maybe going around thinking that nobody loves them. They are mistaken. God loves them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, and one of the signs about love is that we get to pray for others. Yes, we pray for ourselves. Yes, we pray for our parents, but we pray for others as well. Because guess what? Somebody prayed for us, didn't they?
Thank you, Jesus.
They had us on their mind. They took a little time to pray for us. And I'm not going to say that it was just our family praying for us. It's people that didn't even, no blood connection, pray for us.
Amen.
The Bible says in Luke 18:1, men are always to pray and not to faint. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, we're to pray without ceasing. In James 5:16b, it says, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. We thank God for the prayers of others. And we know that when the praises go up, hallelujah,
blessings come down.
And while the blessings are coming down, we're going to place people's names up into the atmosphere. We're going to say them out loud. We're going to verbalize. We're going to articulate. Call their names out loud. Y'all can do it wherever you are. Hallelujah. Then expect God to move. Expect signs,
yes,
wonders, miracles, and blessings to follow in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. As I pray the selection of prayer, begin to articulate, begin to verbalize,
yes,
begin to name those names. Place them up in the atmosphere of blessings. Even your enemies, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says to pray, hallelujah, pray for them that despitefully use you. Yeah. Come on now, your enemy. Come on now, pray for everybody. Start with yourself and your family and then work outward in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for this opportunity. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow. Jesus, I will come thy kingdom be done, thy will in life for me and my family.
Yes, God.
My teachers, myself, Nikki, Daniel.
Word, in the name of Jesus.
Mighty Earl, Tavon, Kimberly, Shirley, Sakisha, Michael, and Mark, and Ariana, Nicholson, Domi, Reggie, Elijah, Malachi, David, Shaheen, Emmanuel, Evelyn, Tamara, Travion, Oscar, Gazelle, Aiden, EJ, Ezekiel, Kai, Bane, Joshua, Lawrence,
Paola, right, Lewis, right, to
Holly, James Jr., Jalikian, and Jarrell, Holly, Knowledge, and Dave, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, Viola, Regina, Dwight, Corey, Antonio, Pebble, Antoine, Dexter, Marion, Rachel, Bernie, Kirsten, Damon, Precious, Marina, Sister Jonathan, Joseph Atkins, Anna James and family, Juliet, Andrea, Gina and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Tony, Ricky Bird, Sarah Bright and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Virginia Mildred, Sandra, Brendan family. Dwight, David, LeBron, Tanya, Tommy Owens and family. Hallelujah. Pamela Bird, Naomi, Timmy, Bobby and family. Hallelujah. Jeffrey Bird, Maria, Tanya, Calvin, Robin, Cam, Bob and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Christopher Bird, Tanya, Nellie, Elena, Tiffany, CJ, and Amani.
Hallelujah. Daniel.
Hallelujah. Preston family, Sally Lundy and family. Hallelujah. Denise and family, Paul Stern and Charlie and family. Hallelujah. Kathy Moody and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shirley, Michelle, Marvin, James Kelly and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Angela Wood family, Deanna Wood family, Patty Collins and family. Elwood, Ernest, David, Geneva and family. Cousin Dr. Edna Pumpkin and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Donald and family. Raymond Banks and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jackie and family. Glory to God. All our in-laws, also as another relatives, our uncles and aunts, nieces and nephews and cousins. Come that kingdom be done, that will life was. Hallelujah. All our bonus family members. Hallelujah. Come that kingdom be done, that will life was. Elder Cubian family. Our Father Cynthia family. Father Rudolph Green and family. Sister Nancy and family. Elder Minister Miles and family. Elder Lester and family. Elder Renola Carr and family. Elder Zeta Carey and family.
All their children, Lord.
Family. Minister London family, Minister Doreen and family, Minister Janice and family, Minister Jane and family, Yvonne and family, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, Angie Harrison family, hallelujah, glory to God, thank you, Lord, Evangelist Julian family, Evangelist Margaret Pearson family, Raquel and family, hallelujah, Raquel and family, hallelujah, glory to God, Jennifer and family, Evangelist Lorraine Gamble and family, Evangelist Tina Sutton and family, Tina Thompson and family, Sheila Williams and family, Cheryl Williams and family, Brenda Williams and family, Brenda Merritt and family, the Duke family, the Herbert family, the Dickinson family. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Come back, kingdom be done, thy will. Glory to God. In the life of, hallelujah, Adrian Scott and family, hallelujah, Rim Warren and family, Herb Warsaw and family. Thank you, Jesus. Russell Nagadon and family, Milton Russell and family, Milton Whaley and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. James Worthy and family. Al Lowry and family.
Never done. In the name of
Dr. Battle and family. Agent Moran and family. Hallelujah. Norman Nevins and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come back, kingdom.
Right.
Be done that will life for John Street and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tom Swin and family. Pastor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jason Roseberg and family. Jason Hinton Wall and family. Pastor Jason Roseberg and family. Pastor Eastern Warren family. Pastor hallelujah. Maxine Jolie Lee and family. Pastor Cornelius James and family. Pastor Mary Handy and family. Pastor Arnold Henry and family. Pastor Natasha Miller and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bishop Carl Pierce and family. Bishop Larry Somerville and family. Bishop Bob Pierce and family. Bishop Vernon McBride and family. Bishop Waters and family. For the ancient boy shall tell my calling about. Hallelujah. Archbishop Kerry Robinson and family. Archbishop Marcia Abrams and family. Hallelujah. Apostle Margie Mercer and family. Apostle Dustin Harper and family. Apostle Evans and family. Apostle Howard Hayden and family, Chief Apostle Mary Osborne and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Blessed Don Govard and family. Howard and Tony Montone and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that Miller and family. And that James and family. Hallelujah. And that Gordon and family. Chakadi Bokini. Ruby Smith and family. Regina Bruce and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister, hallelujah. Robin Stewart and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. We glorify your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Michael Shelton and family, another Michael and family, another John and family, Roland and family, Kevin and family, another Kevin and family, Jennifer Fowler, Kenneth Mitchell and family, hallelujah, Jerry Warren and family, hallelujah, another Jerry and family, another Jerry and family. Tavon and family, another Tavon and family, another Earl and family, another Earl and family. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. Yeah, Gary Don Wilson and family. Yeah, Terry Woodley and family. Terry Wilfong and family. Ivy Sweetwine and family. Margaret Pearson and family. Hallelujah, glory to God. Margaret Samaru and family. Ruby Rabasoon and family, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory. Maria and family, another Maria and family, Miracle and family, another Miracle and family, Joanne Jenkins and family, Cynthia Bailey and family, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jaconda Bonds and family, hallelujah, Joy Bonds and family, another Joy and family, another Joy and family, hallelujah, glory to God. What do you have to both say, Katie, they must have? Etna and family, hallelujah, Glenda Blanchard and family, Rosa and family, Marvin and family, another Marvin and family, another Thomas and family, Thomas and Thea Bennett and family, hallelujah, another Thomas and family, Lord, Tony Jordan and family, hallelujah, Manuel and family, hallelujah, Marvin and Tad and family, hallelujah, Paul and Bob and family, Samuel and family, Sam and family, Jason and family, another Jason and family, hallelujah, bless your name, oh God, another Michael and family, another Kenneth and family, another Kevin and family, William and family, another William and family. Elder Lester family, Deacon Dale and family, Deacon Leroy Calvary and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, we don't know what to pray, but as you are, but your Holy Spirit does it make intercession for us. So we thank you, Lord, for our prayer language. James family. Hallelujah. Sonia Johnson and family. Jay Johnson and family. Corinthia Johnson and family. Janetta McCoy and family. Angela Jennings Hill and family. Sonia Journey and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Noreen and family. Hallelujah. Jennifer and family. Lawrence and family. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings. Hallelujah. To the prayer praise in Jesus' name. What else is that by my coaching gate in my saga? To them that believe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Selection. The voice you will hear be with none other than a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroyer, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than Pastor Peaches Bird with the Children's Corner on this wonderful Wednesday.
Bye-bye.
Are you glad, young people?
Yes.
Oh, what day is it, y'all? What day is it, y'all? Hallelujah. Yes, halfway through the week. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, one day I'm going to have some real special effects with the voices of children in the back. Hallelujah. Well, I guess until then, I guess I have to settle for what I can get. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's someone that has that's a childlike at heart. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. Yes, yes, yes. You know, young people, we have so much to be thankful for. Hallelujah. And sometimes we don't take enough time just to look at what we have. Hallelujah. Not what we don't have, but being thankful for what we do have. If you have a roof over your head, just to name a few, a roof over our head, clothes on our back, food on the table at dinner time, even if everybody don't eat at the same time, with everybody's schedule sometimes going haywire, sometimes you may get in from school late, hallelujah, you may have projects to do, you may not be able to sit down at the table the same time everybody else in the family does, or dad may come in at another time because he's working, or whatever's with mom's schedule, work schedule, hallelujah. But it's still food provisions for dinner is there. Hallelujah. When you want, sometimes your family able to go on a trip. Sometimes your mom may able to allow you to go to the mall on the weekends. You're able to go to church on Sunday. If no one's sick in your house, hallelujah, that is a blessing. That is a blessing. You didn't lose any family members during a pandemic. Hallelujah. Death didn't take any of your loved ones away. Or whatever, he didn't take you away from your family. Hallelujah. God still provided. Looking at the provisions that God has given you, when it's time for you to come up with trip money, your family is able to send you on a trip with the school. If you have to have lunch every day, your parents are able to furnish your lunch money, able to give you, make sure you have car fare to get to school. Hallelujah. Blessings. Even if maybe every so often, they're able to get you a new game, or even a used game from GameStop. Maybe you don't have the latest. Maybe you don't have Roblox. Or maybe you have, maybe you're still playing Pac-Man. It's still a game. Maybe you don't have the latest shoes or $500 tennis shoes on your feet. Maybe your tennis shoes only cost $200. That's still more than any pair of tennis shoes I've ever brought. Hallelujah. We need to be content. And that is peaceful happiness. And I looked up the word content, and the word, one of the meanings was satisfied. And then looked up the word satisfied, and it means content. Wow. You know, and I believe these six says, but godliness with contentment is great gain.
Wow.
We have so much. So much. And young people, when you look at the news, hopefully you're in the bed at 11, you don't see the 11 o'clock news, but the news that comes on 4, 5, and 6. If you're able to see that and you see the different countries that are at war with each other, and you see bombs going off and blowing up the city, hey, that's not at your door. That's not right here in Baltimore City. Yes, there are some things that we still need to put before the Lord. Thank God it's not bombs coming down from the sky. Okay? We have so much to thank God for. And sometimes your peers, a lot of times if you look at what your peers have and you hear them complaining about, oh, what my mother not giving me, what my father not giving me, and they able to do this, and that. Your peers are complaining about what they don't have, but not thanking God and being appreciative for what they do have. I guarantee you the list of what you do have will far outnumber the things that you're desiring. Hallelujah. You know what? And we serve a God that is always, his mind is always on us. He always wants to know what we want, what we need, and always giving us what we need. Hebrews 13 and 5 says, knowing God is always with you, and he said he will never leave you nor forsake you. And don't you know, if God is always with you, he sees your needs. He knows what you need. He's not going to allow you to walk around with holes in the soles of your tennis shoes. He's going to bless you with what you need. He is. You may say, well, Ma, Dad, I need such and such. And Mom and Dad may not be depending on, maybe it's between check day, it's between check days or pay days or whatever. But your desires and your needs are still on their heart. And when y'all touch and agree and pray, don't you know God will bring what you need through the front door? He'll touch somebody's heart. Your mom and dad may not be able to get it at the moment, at the time, at the second that you're saying, I need. But your Heavenly Father, he sees everybody's needs. And he's going to take care of everybody's needs. Hallelujah. In Psalms 37 and 7, it talks about resting in the Lord. And this is a spiritual rest. It's a rest from confusion, a rest from stress, a rest from weary. Because when you know that God is with you, like in Hebrews 13 and 5, we know that, okay, God knows what I need. It's no need for me to take Mom and Dad through some changes. It's no need for me to keep on saying, Mommy, I need. When you going to get for me? When you going to get me this? When you going to get me that? Mm-mm-mm. Just knowing that your Heavenly Father sees your needs, knowing that your Heavenly Father loves and cares about you, and just having the confidence that your Heavenly Father has said that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. And you know what that means? That means like leaving you stranded. Have you ever been left stranded? You've been ghosted? That's the latest word the young people have been ghosted. You're looking for somebody, and they done left you high and dry. Just left you hanging. God would never do it. God would never do that. And neither will he leave you with a whole bunch of needs and not taking care of your needs, whether they are physical needs or material needs. Do for you more than a natural father. A natural father can see on the outside, oh, okay, my baby needs some shoes. My baby may need a haircut, need to go to the salon. But that spiritual father, he sees the whole picture. He not only sees what you need on the outside, but he sees your need on the inside. He sees the needs of your heart. You may not be able to speak or to verbalize what the needs are of the heart, but God sees that. Hallelujah. He sees the needs of the heart. He sees the needs of the body. He sees it all. He sees the whole picture, your physical, your material, your spiritual need. Hallelujah. And when you dig deep into the Word of God and you feed that spirit of yours, hallelujah, God will bring on those things that you need. Hallelujah. As God is going to teach you, hallelujah, through the Word of God, how to speak those things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah. And then you're going to say, Lord, I thank you. You may not have it materialized in your hand, but you're going to say, Lord, I thank you for giving me the shoes that I need. But, Lord God, I'm satisfied. I'm being content, Lord God, with what I had. But, Lord God, the desires of my heart, and I thank you that you see the desires of my heart. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for the shoes that I need for the coming weather. I thank you, Lord God, for blessing with the outer wave that I need for the coming weather. I thank you, Lord God, for blessing my dad and mom's home to be ready for the coming weather. Hallelujah. Young people, be encouraged. Don't allow the enemy to make you look at different things that you don't have and put pressure on your parents and all for material things. Believe me, they see the material things you need. They also know that the light bill has to be paid. There need to be gas in the vehicle. The water bill has to be paid. Hallelujah. and one I think it was a commercial, whatever, said everything's going up except the wages. Everything, the increase in BGE, increase in the water bill, increase in this and that, but not an increase on a job, on your parents' job. But you know what? When you start praying and touching and agreeing with your parents, God can bless them to get a raise on a job too.
Yes.
Hallelujah. When you join hands with your parents, hallelujah, God can multiply the blessings coming in, because with your mom praying, God can do a certain thing. But then when you join in with your mom, hallelujah, when you touch and agree, oh my goodness, you just rammed up the power. You just added on to the power. And then dad joins in, he just added on to the power, added on to the blessings. Then another family member join in and praying and touching and agree, just adding on to the power, on to the blessings. It's just like a fire being started and everybody putting a log in. What happens to the fire? And bigger and bigger. Hallelujah. That's what happens with the blessings. The more people praying, hallelujah, and believing God, hallelujah, the blessings just go on and on and on. Hallelujah. And watch God do the work. Hallelujah. Young people, be encouraged. Be encouraged to live for Jesus. Be encouraged to love him with all your heart. Hallelujah. Be encouraged to spend more time with him, because he loves you. He loves you. Sometimes just sit and just think about Jesus. Hallelujah. Open up the Bible sometimes. Just sit and open up the Bible. Open up to the book of Psalms. Or open up to the book of Proverbs. Hallelujah. If you don't know where to start reading, there's 31 chapters in Proverbs. And most months, some months have 31. That'll cover a day in every month that we have. Stop. Just read. And just sit there and just think about the scripture and read the scripture and just feel the presence of God. Feel the calm and the peace that it brings in your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Young people, you can have and witness and enjoy a life, a satisfied, contented life in Jesus, just like adults do, just like the grown people do. You can feel the presence of God, hallelujah, in your bedroom, hallelujah, just you and Jesus. Just sit and just talk to him, just like you talk to one of your homies, one of your bros. Talk to the Lord the same way, hallelujah. Get that one-on-one relationship with the Lord. Hallelujah. Every time you go to sit down and talk with him, he's going to always be there. You can tell him everything. You can pull your heart out to him. Hallelujah. You ain't got front. He already knows what's in your heart and your mind. Hallelujah. Thank you for sharing some time with Pastor Peaches, and we love you. And God bless you. Back to you, Pastor.
God bless you, Pastor Peaches. Thank you so much. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the Children's Corner on this wonderful Wednesday. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So Pastor Peaches, I need you to help me out a little bit. You still there?
Yes.
What time is it?
Holy Communion time, Pastor.
The Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. Hallelujah. I'm glad that you and your housekeeping suggestions prepare everybody for Holy Communion, because it's the meal that heals. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you bless the Lord and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Worship of our text on this evening is found in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30. In the text of the day, it says, examine yourself, and we do just that with the light of the word of God. Isaiah 53 and 5, 1 Peter 2:24b, Hebrews 9:22b, hallelujah, Revelations 1:5b, Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28. We comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now, in the text on the day, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, for the Wukasham Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. And Psalms 118:17, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. In Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper with you. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for your word today. There's one thing you put above yourself, it's your word, Lord. Psalms 138:2 says so. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, hallelujah, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord, he declared, this is my body. He broke it and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Your body broken.
Thank you, Jesus.
In remembrance of you.
We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord.
We take this cup.
Thank you, Lord.
I remember your glory.
We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. Matthew 15:26. 1 John 3:1-2. 2 John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread of today. We remember you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our heart. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our home. Exodus 12:13-23. Exodus 15:26. Deuteronomy 7:15. Isaiah 43:26. God, you said to bring you in remembrance that we may plead together and that we may be justified. And we're justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. God, you said.
God, you said.
God, you said.
God, you said.
God, you said. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt and of the world shall overtake you. When I see the blood, I thank you for seeing the blood of today. We remember you, Lord. And Father, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures, our death. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In remembrance
of hallelujah. Already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and pray. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah, the tenth Christ. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our families, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. Fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, hallelujah, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. And because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl, and our families, our bonus families, according to Job. Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor.
Shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth. Fingers in Jesus' name. Lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machine. We know who we are from God's perspective.
And we are not intimidated
about anything in this life.
Right. Three kingdom citizens.
Powerful ministry gifts.
We give to ministry
and help.
We're brilliant.
We're awesome. We're amazing.
We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're
perfect. Great, strong, we might be great, we're beautiful.
Beautiful.
In Jesus' name.
Now to him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verse 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches?
Yes, Pastor.
Hallelujah. I need to ask you another question.
Yes, Pastor.
I need to ask you, what time is it?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, I receive the anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today, God. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save and fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Yes.
Miracles and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the seed sown tonight, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessings. And Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Hallelujah. Say the Lord God, rebuke you in your satanic cohorts. You're under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. We curse you from the root and command you be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we give you the praise. We give you the honor.
Yes, Lord.
The glory. We bless your name. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. And amen. Hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, the voice you can't tell him, a voice you can't hear. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Peaches, I think you better read the scriptures, the addresses.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 1 John 4, 7 to 12. John 3, 16. 1 Corinthians 13. To 7, James chapter 2, verses 14 and 26, Romans 1, 17b, and John 13, 34 and 35.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, in 1955, there was a movie that title, Love is a Many Splendid Thing, and it stars Jennifer Jones and William Holden.
Ooh.
I don't remember seeing that picture, so I don't know what it was all about.
What year you said it happened?
1955.
Oh, that's before my time.
Look up the word splendid, and it meant magnificent. Splendid means magnificent.
Mm.
Love is a magnificent thing.
Yes.
And then, you know, I have shared this many times over the last year or so that life is an open book test, and the book is the Bible.
Yes.
And then I would add a little bit. I said, the subject of life is love.
Mm.
And then I said, I would add a little bit more on it. God is love. Now, I want to share with you just a few thoughts about love. The title of tonight's message is Love. It's only a four-letter word until you put it into action.
Amen.
Neighbor, oh neighbor, love is only a four-letter word unless you put it into action. You can tell another neighbor. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh neighbor.
Oh neighbor.
Love.
Love.
Is only a four-letter word.
It's only a four-letter word.
Unless you put it into action.
Unless you put it into action.
It's important for us to know that.
Mm.
One of the things that we need to understand, let's get a little history here. The New Testament, the whole Word of God talks about love. But specifically in the New Testament, you know, the New Testament was written in Greek about the course of maybe 70 to 100 years. And it was written by some say eight writers, some say nine writers. It was written by the Holy Spirit as the Spirit moved on those eight or nine folks. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
But it was written in Greek. Mm. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting, Pastor Peter?
Yes, Pastor.
Because somebody is learning Greek right now. Captain Lavino. Ligor, Elenica, K, Melau, Ligor, Elenica, Osi, Felicola. What did I say? You said it sounds like Greek to you?
Amen.
It was Greek. It says, I understand a little Greek, and I speak a little Greek, but not very well. But I want to share with you four Greek words. Now, in English, love is one word. I love my wife. I love my husband. I love my children. I love the cat. I love the dog. I love apple pie. One word. In Greek, there are at least four words for love. The first one is one you may be familiar with a little bit. It's called filial. That's brotherly love. The root word of the city Philadelphia. They call it the city of brotherly love. But that's what I love you because you're my brother or my sister. We related. Blood relationship. That's one, okay? There's another word called storge. Storge is conditional love. I love you because you're lovely. I love you because you're doing everything I think you ought to do. And some folks get married on that. They marry someone because they look good, and then after 7 babies and 30 years, they don't look the same like they did when they were 20.
Wow, I don't think nobody did.
They start looking for somebody else because their love was based on storge, conditional love. You got to meet a condition. Then there's eros. Eros is sexual love. And it's a basic love. You know, here's the thing. Dogs and cats arrows, birds arrows, hippopotami arrows.
Mm-hmm.
I got to take that picture out of my mind. I want you to understand it's not the highest form of love. It's the lowest form of love.
Yes.
But there's another one.
Hallelujah.
Which is the highest form of love.
Yes.
It's called agape. It means I love you, period. No conditions, no precursors, no prejudices. I love you, period. Okay, shakara, my mama. I'm talking about that love.
Thank you, God.
Agape love is only a four-letter word unless you put it into action. I used to have on my phone, I don't know if I still have it on there. If you call and we're not answering, not available, it says love is only a four-letter word unless you put it into action. Love someone today. That means you got to do something. There. Put it into action. God put some things into action. Let's get the first scripture.
Hallelujah. First scripture is 1 John 4:7-12. Hallelujah. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world hears them. Ye are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Hallelujah. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in
Hallelujah. God is love, y'all.
Amen.
God is love. Now, see, you're born of God. That means John 3:3, says we must be born again. To have the agape love, you got to be born again. Somebody telling you that they have agape love and they haven't been born again, I put a little, you know, I would kind of doubt that, because love, true agape love is of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to God. 2 Corinthians 5:7, I know I'm giving you more scriptures. Don't worry about it. Don't go there. But it says that when we come into God, when we accept Christ as our personal Savior, we become new creations. And see, I gave you 4 options of love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. With God, being born of God, you have one option, agape. One option, agape. Let me share something with you. Pastor Peters, I want you to remember this phrase. And when I really pause, I want you to say, one black suit. Say one black suit.
One black suit.
That was a man that didn't have any clothes but one black suit. That's all he had. He went to work. What did he wear?
One black suit.
He went to church. What did he wear?
One black suit.
He went to the playground. What did he wear?
One black suit.
He went to the ball game. What did he wear?
One black suit.
He went swimming. What did he wear?
One black suit.
He went hunting. What did he wear?
One black suit.
Y'all will get this maybe tomorrow. Hallelujah. Everywhere he went to school to see his children. What did he wear?
One black suit.
He went to the PTA. What did he wear?
One black suit.
He went voting. What did he wear?
One black suit.
Let's exchange that suit for agape love. He went to the school. What did he wear?
Agape love.
He went to church. What did he wear?
Agape love.
He went swimming. What did he wear?
Agape love.
I hope he had a little bit more on too. But anyway, hallelujah. Glory to God. Careful with that kind of. Hallelujah. He went to work. What did he wear?
Agape love.
He went to church. What did he wear?
Agape love.
He went shopping. What did he wear?
Agape love.
He went to the restaurant. What did he wear?
Agape love.
You get the point, y'all. If you've been born again, everywhere you go, you should be wearing that suit. And what is that suit?
Agape love.
Hallelujah. Give me another scripture.
John 3:16. Hallelujah. I mean, everybody knows that one. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Y'all need to understand that. God loved us first. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Romans 5:8 says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In other words, we weren't good. We weren't doing everything we were supposed to do. He still loved us. Why? Because he had what kind of love?
Agape love.
Kato Levene Stei Aglika. That means, do you understand English? Agape love, y'all. Give me another scripture.
1 Corinthians 13:4-7. Charity suffereth long.
Wait a minute. Stop for a second. You say, well, how does agape love look like? Okay, go ahead now.
Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doeth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, doeth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, or thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth.
Okay, what verse are you at?
Verse 7 says, and it's the last one, believeth all things.
Uh-huh.
So it says, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things.
That's your clothing. See, charity means love. Your clothing, y'all, that's agape love, y'all. Now, sometimes we may not have dealt with all of that. That's like going out in public and not having your clothes on. You go out Christian without what? Agape love?
Mm.
You don't have your clothes on. You'll be like the sister that I knew when I was Greenmount Avenue telling people they need to be saved. She forgot to literally put her clothes on. She was naked on Greenmount Avenue talking about people need to be saved. She had a problem. You've got to have your spiritual clothes on as well as your natural clothes, y'all. And your spiritual clothes is what?
Love.
Agape love. Not just any old love, because it could be storge, could be filio, could even be eros. We may even be talking about pastors of a church. I don't know. But anyway, go ahead. Are we talking about agape? Is that right?
Amen.
So when I talk about putting on love, I'm talking about putting on agape love.
Agape love.
That's your clothing, y'all. If you're not wearing your clothing, if you're in a conversation and you're not wearing your clothing, your agape love, you are not in order. You don't represent Christ. You represent your flesh. Oh, I just stepped on a couple of toes. I hear a couple of people out there saying, ow. I don't care what folks come against you or what they done said to you. They may have called you everything but child of God. Ladies, they may have called you the B word. But what are you wearing?
Agape love.
Sometimes it's tough, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it tough sometimes? Yes. Those scriptures... That's 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, 4 through 7. If you don't have that flowing in your life, you don't have all your clothes on.
Mm.
That's agape love, y'all. Give me another scripture. I need to go on.
James chapter 2, verses 14 and 26. Mm-mm-mm. What doeth it profit, my brother, though a man say he hath faith, and hath not worked, can faith save him? And verse 26 says, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead.
Listen here. I don't care how much you tell folks you're a Christian. If a circumstance happens and you don't have your agape love on, it's dead. It's, I thought they were Christians. You've heard people say that, haven't you? Not to you, but to other people. I thought they were Christians because they may have dropped their agape love clothing. Your agape love is clothing that you wear, Christian, saint of God. You cursing somebody out is not agape love. You smacking somebody because they talked about your mama or your daddy or your children is not agape love. It's rough. But if you want to see what agape love looks like, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, read again verse 4 through 7. There's some folks, Pastor Peaches, that sit in church, and they're naked as a jaybird. Not physically, but spiritually. Why? Because they're not wearing
agape love.
Now, do me a favor. Go right back to 1 Corinthians 13 chapter. Read the first couple of verses. I think that'll spell out what I just said.
Starting with the very first
verse. Yes.
Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal.
Hollow. Hold on just a second. Glory to God. Somebody speaking in tongues. What do you need me there? And they are hateful and bitter and mean and nasty. They're not wearing agape love. And what did that scripture say they are?
A sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal.
Okay, read the next one.
And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing.
All these signs and wonders, and you're still naked. But they did all these wonders. You're still naked because you don't have
agape love.
Love is only a four-letter word unless you put it into action, y'all. Give me the next scripture.
Hallelujah. Romans 1:17b.
Mm.
The just shall live by faith.
You want to put your faith into action. Faith is cool, but you got to put it into action. And faith without works is dead. Your faith is based on what, love? There was the law of Moses, the law of the Gentiles, and the law of God, which is the law of love. Law of Moses, we know what that was all about, and Christ fulfilled that law. And we have a new covenant, a new contract, a new agreement now. The law of the Gentile is let it all hang out. Hallelujah. You know, whatever I feel like doing, I'm going to do it. I'm going to depend on my feelings and my flesh. That's the law of the Gentile. But if you accept the Christ as your personal Savior, your law is the law of love. What kind of love?
Agape love.
Thank you, Jesus. Give me another scripture.
John 13, verses 34 and 35. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another.
And we talk about agape love, the God kind of love. Look, do me a favor. Go to Romans 13 and 8 real quick. Romans chapter 13, verse 8. Because I don't think that was one of the scriptures that I gave you.
No, it wasn't. Romans 13, 8 says, owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law.
What law? The law of love. The law of Christ. Whew, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank God for his word. Give me another scripture.
That was the last scripture, Pastor.
What?
Every now and then you only give a few.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. The just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Galatians 3:11b, the just shall live by faith. That's what you do, y'all. What's the faith? the agape love of God.
Amen.
The agape love of God. Again, four types of love. Philia, storge, eros, and agape. Agape is the highest form of love. And if you, as a born-again Christian, if you don't show agape love, you're walking around naked as a jaybird spiritually. Understand that. You say, well, what does this agape love clothing look like? Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7. Look, can you read that again? Can you go back there and read that? See, because folks need to hear this, and maybe you need to read it slow. Using the word charity, put love there, and see if they can understand it. All right?
Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels. Did you want me to start with the first verse?
No, go to four. Go to four.
Love suffers long and is kind.
Wait a minute. Love is kind. Okay, go ahead.
Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself up. Is not puffed up. Does not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things.
And those are all things pertaining to God, that which is true, that which is righteous. Y'all got to understand that love will cause you to see an old lady struggling with some bags, and you go over and help her to carry her bags to her door or to her car. Love does that. Love bears all things. Oh, it's a hassle, but I'm going to bear it because I got my agape love on. Hallelujah. One black suit, that's all you got. You ain't got no option. You are a child. Most High God, you've got one option.
Amen.
One black suit. Wherever you go, agape love. What's the one black suit? I don't care where you go. One black suit you wear. Agape love. God bless you. You heard got to love any day. Elenica. You understand the Greek now? Pastor Peaches, I thank you for reading the word. Father God, we thank you for the seed sown.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, that it was sown on good ground.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, that everyone that's under the sound of our voice knows that love is only a four-letter word until you put it into action. And I decree and declare today, tonight, tomorrow, and forever, love someone.
Thank you, Jesus.
With the agape love. Have it on. You only got one black suit. Wear it wherever you go. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peters.
Thank you, Jesus.
All is yours.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word of God, and thank you for joining us tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Around the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you want to be, if you want that capacity to love, hallelujah, to love the unlovely, love when you don't feel like it, or whatever, you want the love of God, hallelujah, in your heart, and you know you're not there, and you know that you're not saved, if you want Jesus Christ to come into your heart to save you, please repeat this prayer. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. Lord God, I confess with my mouth, hallelujah, and believe in my heart that Jesus died on the cross. Hallelujah. And he's now sitting on the right hand of the Father, interceding for me. Hallelujah. If you repeated that prayer, you're now saved. It's just that easy. To cross over from death unto life, you're now a child of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you'd like to have a Bible to read, to be able to read all the time, hallelujah, just give us a call at 410-444-5152. We will make some arrangements to get a Bible to you. Hallelujah. Please join us in the morning for morning prayer. Hallelujah. What a difference it makes in your day. And that number is 720-27-5952. And the access code is 103-4545. Hallelujah. We see you in the morning. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And ask God to show you opportunities to show love. He will do it. He will do it, for he is love. Hallelujah. And when you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart to save you, he gives you the capacity, hallelujah, to love the unlovely. Hallelujah. Someone that you may have one thought about, but when Jesus Christ comes into your heart, hallelujah, he gives you that love. Hallelujah. He gives you the capacity, hallelujah, to love. Thank you, because he first loved us. Hallelujah. When we weren't so lovely. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
For me.
Yes.
Jehovah.
Over
time, you are my constant provider. You
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.